But you probably had a valid question. Is that why? And to my way of thinking, that's why most Southerners were Democrats.
Well, it says, I have on my timeline that when he was elected president, that Republicans got to Congress also. So, I mean, it was like a Republican across the board. That's probably good.
I'm rebellion against Truman, but I don't understand why. They used to call him Harry A double as an expletive, or Harry A. Truman was how they referred to him. So at the time he left office, he had somehow caused folks to feel very negative towards him and his administration, and I don't know whether it was having dropped the bomb in Japan, whether folks were becoming a little more introspective or beginning to question the dropping of the bomb.
When was the bomb? Oh, okay, that was in 49. No.
It was dropped.
The war.
44, 45.
How about when the hydrogen bomb, the first hydrogen bomb, that was in 52. Was that a big deal, or was that like no big thing after an atomic bomb?
There was a lot of publicity connected to it, a lot of science.
Well, the realization of the sheer horror of it, the size, the order of magnitude, the total devastation that it creates.
People,
as a single weapon. Did it
scare people? I mean, did it make y'all think, oh no, what are we doing? Or did it make us feel powerful?
Frightened.
No?
Frightened.
I guess most people were frightened about the idea.
I felt
sheer power.
There was fear that others would have
a controllable aspect of the whole thing.
I always had the feeling that the other countries were the bad guys, and the United States, that we had the hydrogen bomb, we would never use it in any way other than a positive way. We would not use it to harm anyone unless it was someone who was attempting to harm us first.
So it was just a big power.
But it was terrifying. It was frightening. But only in the hands of someone other than us.
But y'all trusted our government because we're America.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
We are the champions of the world.
We would not harm unless someone was aggressive toward us.
How about when Earl Warren was appointed Chief Justice, were their appointments as highly publicized back then, and were they investigated like they are now?
No. Not to my knowledge. Were they, Jerry? I don't think so. For one thing, you did not have the media. The media played by different rules than it does now, I think. They might investigate and learn of things. For example, the Kennedy years, which is not where we are right now. But back to Earl Warren.
And it just, when justices were appointed
the media,
then, they just...
Well, there wasn't as much media. They didn't feel that they had to publicize everything that was going on.
They didn't publicize every time the guy went to the restroom.
That's why when McCarthy, when those hearings were going on, it was a big deal. And it was on television all the time. So it was in the forefront. Something like the hearings for a new Chief Justice or Justice of the Supreme Court, rather. No big deal. I mean, who knew? You didn't know anything about it until maybe after the fact.
Well, there
most
were
of
so
what you knew, you read in the papers. Well, the newspaper, by nature of the beast, is a day old when you get it. It's not news. It's really yesterday's news. So there was not a lot made of any number of things in those days. They didn't feel like they had to go in there. Pull out all anything that's native or pull some big scandalous story in from other people or anything else. It just didn't exist.
The news media entertainment was a greater
news. That's what they did.
There was no
even
bias.
When John Chancellor or before that the Huntley Brinkley report came on at 6 o'clock in the evening on the news, that's exactly what you got. You got the news. You found out what happened in East Berlin that day. You found out maybe what happened in somewhere in Vietnam the day before. If there was an earthquake in Japan, you found out. If the plane crashed on its going to take off from Boston's Logan or whatever, you found out.
There was no speculation.
The military budgets were reported. If somebody marched into some country, you found out. If the government says, well, the Defense Department, we've got to cut back, we're gonna cut 35,000 people out of the Navy, and we're going to retire 4 battalions in the Army, you found out. There wasn't a lot of discussion about it. It wasn't the pros and cons or whether we should or shouldn't. It was fine.
They reported
it
they didn't.
They didn't feel like they had to tell us what was going on or why or that it was right or wrong.
And
that's what happens
analyze.
Today. They tell us everything that happens and whether it's right or wrong.
That's
who says
right.
What?
They analyze.
News is no longer news.
Right.
It's editorialized every bit of it. And so
with tremendous
things
bias.
Like that occurred, it was a matter of just fact.
Okay, how
so
about
what?
How about, did they report in 53, well, y'all were still in college, so you may not have heard, but did you hear anything about the CIA supporting a coup in Iran?
I don't remember.
Don't remember anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
How
I remember
about,
something prior to that when Truman brought MacArthur home, when Truman fired MacArthur.
When he was brought home from Korea?
I was a freshman at the University
yeah.
of Nebraska, which may have contributed to the fact that Truman lost. Did he lose that election right after that?
Yeah.
I think
now,
he did.
Yeah, in 52. Yeah. So mm-hmm. why did Truman bring MacArthur back? I mean, why did he dismiss
He defied the president.
He defied his orders.
Oh.
That's one of the things, for right or wrong, civil authority has the last say. It doesn't matter whether it's Truman
so that an army
Reagan
cannot take
or
over.
Clinton's going to do the same thing. He may come up Monday with the most god-awful reasons and thing about gays in the military. But the point of it is, he is the commander-in-chief. We elect civil authority in this country and not military authority.
Okay.
It still may be the reason that Truman lost one. I'm sure Truman didn't get very many votes in 52 out of anybody in the military because MacArthur was a hero and hell, he fired one of our hero generals.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Bingo.
Oh, that.
The military was against it. But still, that's the way we have to play by our rules.
But most of America at that time, since we'd won the World War and all that, America was behind the military, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
So
well,
that's why Truman
raided Korea, for that matter.
So we stood behind our military in a serious way back then.
But we also stood behind our federal government and recognized that Truman had that right.
So
we didn't realize or know that MacArthur had truly usurped his authority to the point that he might be a threat, and that's the whole purpose of it, is to prevent the military from
right.